This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Prospective pastors at the Dallas Theological Seminary are getting a different kind of training this semester about how to spot and deal with sexual abuse. The Evangelical Seminary says it's the only one in the country that makes this kind of training mandatory. Kimberly Norris is a Fort Worth lawyer who runs Ministry Safe. It's the company that designed the training. Kimberly Norris, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
The Catholic Church has seen so much attention about sex abuse scandals over the last couple of decades. Why has it taken so long to get this kind of training in an evangelical seminary?
Well, I think the way that most Protestant denominations are structured means that having some sort of central mandated kind of policy makes that difficult.
What spurred the Dallas Theological Seminary to make this training mandatory? Was there a specific case that was a trigger?
I don't think there was a trigger in terms of a specific case. I think they simply saw the need. Most pastors learn about this risk typically on the job, and that's not the best time to be learning about how to effectively protect children and how to address this in ministry context.
Say I'm a budding evangelical pastor. Walk me through what this training would be like.
We start with the idea that you cannot address a risk that you don't understand. Okay, and what we find as we have litigated these cases throughout the United States is that most people carry with them misconceptions about child sexual abuse.
What are some of those misconceptions?
One of them is the concept of stranger danger, the idea that the risk to children comes from outside the fence somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically, 90% of kids who are sexually abused are abused by someone they know and trust. Somebody inside the fence. And so parents, for instance, tend to believe that people who they know and people that they've come to like and people who they trust because they know them and they like them are not a risk to their children. And statistically, that's not commonly accurate. We talk about the concept that molesters groom the gatekeepers. They don't just groom kids. And therefore, when these situations hit the news, what you commonly hear is, I'm so shocked.
Right.
That's so hard to believe. The molester has so effectively groomed the people surrounding that circumstance that he or she is not assumed to be a risk to children. This is why. Number one reason kids don't tell. I didn't tell because I didn't think anyone would believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And commonly the molester has told the child, if you tell, no one's going to believe you.
And I guess that idea, that circle of trust in a church, it's kind of a given that you trust everybody else in the church.
I think that is. I don't think kids are any more at risk in church context than they are outside in the world at large. But parents assume that they are.
So how do you measure success with something like this?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? It's almost like defining a negative, because
mm-hmm.
if it works well, it doesn't happen. We measure success by watching circumstances where we feel like quantifiable, measurable protocols are put in place where they didn't exist before.
Mm-hmm.
And we know from our experience in this realm over the last 20 some odd years that when quantifiable, measurable protocols are put in place, that kids are protected. It doesn't mean that if someone has deviant sexual attraction to children, they're not going to give up their deviant sexual attraction. They're going to go to the next place, but it's going to be a place where the boundaries are lower. We had provided training in the classroom at DTS, as well as other seminaries, that caused some of the folk to understand we need to be more proactive in arming pastors with the ability to address this risk before they leave the seminary. So our desire in it is to equip ministries, churches to raise the fences.
Kimberly Norris, founder of Ministry Safe, thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome.